All right, this is lesson 5 in the series Lessons for the Breakfast Table. The title of this lesson is God is Timeless and Immutable. This is a short lesson, so we're going to take advantage of this time to give you a preview of upcoming lessons. This series has 7 parts, 28 chapters, 128 lessons. We are now in part 1. We're still in chapter 1. We have one more lesson in this chapter, which we'll take up next time, called, the name of it is God is Huge but Personal. And then we have one more chapter in this part, which is Acknowledging God. Part 2 is dealing with sin. God deals with sin. This part will tell us how he deals with sin and the resources that he gives to us so that we can deal with it. This is a very important part. These chapters are extremely important because we look at the way God has designed for us to take care of sin. Sin is a big enough problem that Jesus Christ died for sin, for our sin. And so it's a big problem, and it's a problem after we're saved that must be dealt with. So this is extremely important. Part 3 is being devoted to prayer. There are several things involved in praying. It's not just a matter of closing our eyes and bowing our heads and mumbling a few words. There are preparations that are necessary. There are conditions that we must meet in order to pray effectively. We must know what it means to pray a prayer of faith. And we've got to learn how to pray according to God's will. So if we're going to pray, and we better, then we need to know how to pray. Part 4 is living in the power of God's Word. Maturity comes from feeding on the Word. Just like we eat every day to sustain our energy, we must study every day in order to sustain our spiritual walk. And there is a process for learning Scripture that helps us digest what we take in. And this is what we want to find out. The importance and the process for learning Scripture. Okay, part 5 is walking by faith. It's very important that we don't let our faith sit, because it's not going to stay in one place. It will go up or down. It will grow or it will recede, and it will weaken. And so we've got to pay attention to our faith. Goes back to part 4, living in the power of God's Word. That is the way we build our faith. That and the training of God, which we'll talk about later. Walking by faith tells us how we can walk in continual contact with God so that he can sustain us, not just in the things that we do in our jobs and our marriages and children and all the rest, but in our spiritual walk, how he can sustain us and produce his fruit through us. And so that's very important. That feeds into walking in the Spirit, which is probably the most crucial part of this course. Without walking in the Spirit, we can do absolutely nothing. Nothing worthwhile will ever happen unless it's motivated and energized and enabled by the Holy Spirit. And so we've got to see how to be turning things over to him so that he can operate, and so that we can remove ourselves from the process and just become his tools or his instruments. Part 7 is drawing near to God. Now, the closest that we can come to heaven on earth is when we draw near to God. And it is then that we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is a phenomenal part. I love this. I benefited from it, and I think that you will too. Okay, our lesson today, God is timeless and immutable. We are confronted with an inability to imagine the length of eternity. There's no way we can hold that. Our perspective is finite, limited to peanut butter and crackers and room temperature and our environment. To grasp, even for a second, anything outside of time is beyond our capacity. Yet this is God. He is outside of time because He invented time. He's not confined to time or to any part of His creation, including time and space. He can be anywhere at any time, past, present, or future. He is not trapped by the present moment as we are. He is free to roam. Psalm 93, verse 1 and 2, give us the contrast between the eternal God and time-bound creation. Here's what this verse says. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. Time and the world are limited. They are constricted, but God is eternal. Psalm 90, verse 2 says this, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You hear the voice of God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now this, as you think about this, I mean, it just sends chills up your spine when you think how big God is and how beyond description and imagination. God is timeless, but He moves in and around time, and He goes where He wants to and when He wants. But God is constant. In dealing with time and sequential events, the way He deals with this, He has devised a plan for His creation, and He considers all of its twists and kinks and seemingly unexpected turns. But He knows, has always known, everything that would happen, and has accounted for every second and every molecule in every aspect of reality. And behind all the seeming chaos and unpredictability of creation and the existence that we see, there is an unchanging God with a fixed plan. What may seem to be fate or chance or maybe coincidence is all part of God's plan. And He continues on all the same without changing. Psalm 102, verse 25 shows us this unchangeability of God, this immutability. In the beginning, You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands. They will perish, but You remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, You will change them, and they will be discarded. But You remain the same, and Your years will never end. God remains the same. He is pre-existent and persistent, the initial predecessor and the final successor. With Him, there are no wrinkles, no slowdown, no thermodynamic decline. God stays the same, and so does His Son. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So we can only exclaim, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. That's in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 36. Apart from him, there is no God. That's Isaiah 44, 6. So we see then the timeless and immutability of God. And we have some questions, three questions. Number one, are time and eternity the same? If not, how are they different? Number two, is God ever surprised by anything? And number three is a deep question. Name one thing that has changed about God over time. Jude 1:25 is one of the verses that we provide at the end of the lesson. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Revelation 22:13 says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Psalm 145:13 adds, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. So as we close this lesson, remember this. God exists on a plane we cannot see, but he visits us on ours. He is eternal, but he can occupy time in any manner that he chooses. Behind the scenes and in keeping with his truth and with his eternal character and his divine nature, he is always the same. Whatever he is forever. Father, we thank you for your immutability and your constancy. We thank you for life. We thank you for provision. And we thank you for this lesson. And we pray that it will help us to acknowledge you and to see your goodness and your bigness and your greatness. And that we will recall this as we walk through this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.